Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So yesterday, while I was at the Apple store, I was getting some of my AirPods fixed because they weren't connecting the right way. And I heard the gentleman next to me, and he was chatting with a customer. And first of all, he was great because he was making small talk with all of us. But anyways, I was working on my stuff, and he asked the gentleman, you know, oh, where are you from, and how, you know, what do you do, and how long have you been at that job? And turns out the gentleman is a truck driver. He does delivery work with a truck, and he's been there 14 years. And the guy at Apple basically said, you know, do you enjoy it? And he's like, well, you know, and sure enough, you get it. It pays the bills. That's what came out. It pays the bills. And listen, I didn't speak up because it wasn't my place. It would have been eavesdropping. But that's sad. That is sad. When somebody says about a thing that they do for 40 to 50 hours a week, it pays the bills. Now, listen, I've been at jobs where I know it's not my ultimate destination. I mean, in my career, in my life, I've done a lot of different things. Okay, I've been a bus driver. I've done landscaping. I've done putting in screens. I've done siding. I mean, I've done a lot of different things. Being a pastor, I've done a lot of different things that haven't been my ultimate destination. But I'll tell you what, I didn't do it long. And I realized that, you know what, I want to be doing what I'm passionate about. I want to wake up every single day and say, I love my job and I love my life. And I put out on social media not too long ago, can you hate your job and love your life? And I'll tell you what, I don't think you can. And it created a lot of controversy. And people said, you know, my dad hated his job, but he loved his family and this type of thing. Listen, I get it. I get it. But you know what? You can't say, well, my arm has cancer. You know, well my colon has cancer, but I'm healthy. Listen, you are who you are all the time. And you can't say that for 40, 50 hours a week, you hate your life, you hate your job, or it pays the bills, but yet you show up filled up everywhere else in your life. Listen, we are holistic people. So maybe you disagree. I'd love to hear your comments below. I'd love to give you a free tool because, listen, I don't want to just talk about the topic and then say, hey, good luck. I wrote a book, Day Job to Dream Job. We'll give it to you for free. We just ask that you cover shipping, but it's dayjobtodreamjob.com. If you're outside the U.S. and you need it, grab it on Audible with a free 30-day trial, Day Job to Dream Job. But in there, I talk about prison plan and payoff. I talk about how your day job can become a Shawshank and how you need to move to your own Zihuatanejo. You need to create that. It doesn't happen overnight, but I give a 9-step plan. So listen, folks, I could have handed that gentleman a book yesterday. I think it would have been a little bit uncalled for, but sometimes I do that. Sometimes I take some risks. Maybe if I had one on me, I would have chatted with them briefly. But I do get to chat with you today. So if you're somebody who's doing a job where it's just paying the bills, first of all, congratulations. Seriously, providing for yourself and providing for your family is respectable. That is amazing. Seriously. And it is the place that you want to start, but it's not the place that you want to finish. I believe that there comes a time where we move from just paying the bills to actually living out our calling. So let me know your thoughts. Be a soul on fire. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I believe in you. And pick up that resource, either the masterclass or the physical book or the audiobook at dayjobtodreamjob.com.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.